Well, the decision to go ahead with the third cricket test in Sydney is already being challenged by health experts. They fear the match is now a potential super-spreading event. The Sydney Cricket Ground will host more than 20,000 people for the test on the 7th of January. Teams will attempt to keep players and their entourage inside a bubble so they can avoid the community and go on to play the fourth test in Brisbane. Isabel Rowe reports.
On the rise now here after Melbourne. Bring on the third test, wherever that may be.
The Boxing Day test was a poor result for the Australian side, but this morning, Cricket Australia boss Nick Hockley had some good news.
I'm very pleased that we're able to continue to play the schedule as planned, and just want to say an enormous thank you to everyone involved.
The Australian and Indian cricket teams will head from Melbourne to Sydney just a few days before the test at the SCG on the 7th of January. Nick Hockley says they'll stay away from the rest of the community so they can safely travel on to Queensland.
The arrangements that we're putting in place with the Queensland government are such that, you know, we can keep the playing cohort, the relevant broadcast crew, all safe and then move safely into Brisbane.
But the test teams could be arriving into a very different Sydney, with a new COVID cluster identified in the inner west of the city today expected to grow. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant has backed the game going ahead with fewer people than usual in the crowd.
So we will certainly be handing out masks on public transport going into the SCG and advising people to wear masks when they're not physically at their seat. And we are also asking people to ensure that they recognise around screaming and chanting, particularly when they're not in their fixed location.
The country's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, is also supportive.
I'll admit I'm a cricket tragic. I've been to many Sydney Test matches. The most memorable one, I'll give a shout out to my 91-year-old mother-in-law and my 86-year-old father. We had a wonderful day at the cricket, and I know it's a great thing for Sydney to have that event. We know that outdoor entertainment or that is in a seated venue is much safer than indoor gatherings, and that was stressed by New South Wales Health today, and I agree with that. The other thing I would say is that the start date's the 7th of January, and 9 days is very long in COVID time. So let's see what happens in Sydney in the next week.
But medical experts outside the government aren't so sure.
It really is not good public health to continue with the Sydney test.
The ABC's Dr. Norman Swan thinks it's too risky.
Yes, it's outdoors, but there are choke points. People are travelling by train and bus to get there. You've got to go through narrow turnstiles. And we're not mandating masks even in that situation. So I think that going, the Sydney test should go ahead, but without spectators.
The New South Wales opposition leader, Jodie McKay, has pointed out what she thinks is inconsistent messaging, tweeting,
"You can go to the cricket but not congregate to view the fireworks. Both are outdoor events, yet different rules apply. The cricket should be in New South Wales with no spectators. Let's watch both the fireworks and cricket on TV."
A reduced capacity SCG is a worry for people like long-time cricket fan John McGrath, who might now lose his seat.
I have tickets from a ballot when it was based at 100% capacity. And while it's 50% capacity, I hope that I will still be able to get there to see the game.
We've had news today that there's a few more cases with an unexplained link in inner West Sydney, and people are starting to get nervous. Do you worry?
No, look, I don't worry, because I think an organised, supervised event where people eat and drink at their own seat is probably a safer option than going to the shopping centre or using public transport or visiting someone's house. So I've been to several events already this year that, first of all, at the SCG, One Day International, it was 50%, and people were, I think, very keen to do the right thing, and so I'd hope that it can proceed, because I would be disappointed if it didn't have a crowd.
Have you been to every SCG test at this time of year?
Yes, I think I have, probably for the last 50 years, and I've been a member for 30 years.
People who do have tickets and feel unwell on the day are urged not to go.
Isabel Rowe.